are pretty good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You should did a number on me.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement related to the fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio in February of last year. If approved, it would resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio under arrest in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for allegedly planning to attack churches in his area.
The FBI says his plot involved a murderous rampage using knives and firearms to kill parishioners. He also planned to set their houses of worship on fire. According to criminal charges unsealed last night, Mercurio had bought a number of items for his attack, including butane canisters for setting fires. And those charges say on Saturday, Mercurio sent an audio file to an FBI confidential informant. 20 seconds long, it says in part, I'm answering the call for the Islamic State for jihad.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, a judge rejects Donald Trump's last-minute appeal to dismiss or move his hush money trial. This is ABC News. China and Russia drawing even closer together. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the foreign desk.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi hailing the bilateral relationship, saying their close ties are hard-won and deserve to be carefully maintained. His Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov's trip comes amid Moscow's grinding war in Ukraine and an ongoing effort to align their foreign policies against the U.S. and its allies. Wang says his country would support the convening of an international meeting recognized by both Russia and Ukraine, in which all parties could participate equally. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
This past March, the warmest March we've ever recorded, that from Copernicus, the climate service, which also says ocean surface temperatures are at unprecedented levels in most areas. And Europe's highest human rights court ruling today that countries have to do more to protect people from climate change, the ruling coming from a case brought by thousands of women in Switzerland. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Step into spring at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin, and save big. Get $500 off a new hot tub throughout April. Choose from top brands like Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow, with more arriving daily. Financing available to qualified buyers. Don't miss this incredible savings event to enhance your relaxation and enjoyment in your home oasis. Visit Leisure City on Highway 51 in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North. Dive into savings today.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14 and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and snap a four-game losing streak at home when they host the number one seed Boston Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Chris Middleton losing a tooth Sunday night after getting knocked in the face by former Bucks guard Dante DiVincenzo. He's now with the Knicks. It happened in the second quarter. Doc Rivers.
He went to the dentist. So, yeah, I think he had to have dental surgery would be my guess. Not good, but it is what it is.
The Celtics have won eight of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers fell behind 8-0 last night in Cincinnati, but nearly came back. The Reds went on to win 10-8 over Milwaukee. It was the first time in over a year left-hander Aaron Ashby pitched following shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I thought Ashby was great. I really do. I mean, I didn't expect him to be that good. He threw great changeups, got a lot of swings and misses on it. For his first Major League start in a while, I thought he did great and deserves to be with us again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining. Now, every meal is served with bread, butter, and milk. Price County Senior Dining tomorrow, Wednesday, they're serving up chicken tetrazzini, peas, carrots, lettuce salad, with tomato and cucumber and strudel stick too. Bryce County Senior Dining, Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood are your locations. Reach them at 715-339-2158. Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best to the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible off and on through about midday, and then we will gradually become partly cloudy this afternoon. 56 today, the wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 65 with some late day and nighttime showers. That will continue into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes and dirt scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the 2024 Keep Wildlife Wild poster contest winners. I'll share the names of these young artists when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced the winners of the Keep Wildlife Wild poster contest. This year's theme was Safe in Their Home. Fourth, fifth, and sixth graders across the Badger State were invited to submit posters that spread the word about keeping all wildlife healthy and, more importantly, wild. This year's fourth grade winners were first place,
Delaney Darton from Eagle River, second place, Adelaide Dorsey from Nina, and third place, Lillian Jekyll from Milwaukee. The fifth grade winners were first place, Belle Manula from Sheboygan, second place, Ishanavi Bonsai from Sun Prairie, third place, Drew Schrader from Glendale. And the sixth grade winners, first place, Paige Reif from Mosinee, second place, Ellen Irving from Brooklyn, and third place, Abigail Gray from Madison. Listeners can check out all the winning posters on the DNR's website. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Keep Wildlife Wild 2024. Guidelines for next year's contest will be released this fall. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me. Watch as a storm blows through, and I need you. Cause God gave you for the ups and downs. God gave you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say. It's true.
Exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
drive us just two. Cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, your green eyes are glowing. I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies. So the road's too muddy to drive. Won't stay right here all night. If the good roads build in that creek, will rise. Well, next thing I know, I have my blue jeans hanging on a tree limb. She was smiling at me, pulling me in. Out with the creek been busy in the yellow moonlight, making fishing in the dark come to life.
Through the Nerenhardt, Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
friends.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Country and a good Tuesday at 28 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joel here, feeling I know you don't notice it, but feeling just a little out of place here this morning. I've been displaced from our main studio. We're in a side studio. I'm currently it's the transition is always interesting, but the result is going to be wonderful for 98Q Country. We posted a couple of pictures on our 98Q Facebook page to give you an idea of some of the stuff going on here at the station. And I do a couple of notes here. I did find my folder of information, so I have a little bit of information to pass along. Number one is today we're going to have local softball on, Phillips Apprentice softball at 4:45. And then when that game is over, we're going to bring you the Bucks game. Initially, we had talked about bringing you the Brewer game today, but since that starts a little bit earlier at about 5:40, and I think there's a lot of interest in to see how the Bucks fare against the Celtics tonight. This is the team that is the best team in basketball right now, the Celtics. And I know the Celtics don't have a lot to play for, but still people are interested in this game. And so I think we're going to bring that to you. We will bring that to you. 6:30 the tap. So local sports, Phillips at Prentice softball, followed by Bucks basketball, will join that game either during the pregame or close to the start at 6:30. Usually softball games run an hour, hour and a half, somewhere in that area. Many teams hoping to get in games today. I know Shawamigan Hurley got in a little baseball yesterday.
And Butternut Mercer got in a little softball over the weekend as they were playing in at the Hodag Dome. I see the Shawamigan boys are scheduled to be down at Abbotsford today to take on a real tough Abbotsford team. Abbotsford topped Lakeland yesterday by a score of 7-0. So that's what we got going on. We're going to talk a little bit about your money. We'll get Matthew Krieger in here from Pioneer Financial Services. He'll join us at about 8:45. Boy, when you need to have your rain gutters, if your rain gutters are in rough shape, I'm encouraging you to check out the local folks at CompleteRainGutter.com. They've had their mind in the gutter now for over 30 years. So CompleteRainGutter.com, and you can get yourself a free quote. And what's going to happen with your gutters? We have a good test with the rain here over the last couple of days. This has been a wonderful little drippy couple of days. Maybe you're saying not so much. You had outdoor activities planned, but as far as getting moisture into the ground and helping out our spring growing season, this moisture definitely is a good thing. The rain just kind of very light is what they're telling us through the day on and off today. Tomorrow, 64 for the high. Should be a nice day. It always drives the spring sports coaches crazy when we get really nice days on Wednesdays, because those are traditionally non-play days. It's always seems like it's always rain Monday, rain Tuesday, beautiful Wednesday. We can't play. We have birthdays. If you got a local birthday or anniversary, we would love to announce it for you, give you a chance to win that cake. 715-762-3221. We'll get to our local and celebrity birthdays coming up after twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement related to the fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio in February of last year. If approved, it would resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio under arrest in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for allegedly planning to attack churches in his area.
The FBI says his plot involved a murderous rampage using knives and firearms to kill parishioners. He also planned to set their houses of worship on fire. According to criminal charges unsealed last night, Mercurio had bought a number of items for his attack, including butane canisters for setting fires. And those charges say on Saturday, Mercurio sent an audio file to an FBI confidential informant. 20 seconds long, it says in part, "I'm answering the call for the Islamic State for jihad."
ABC's Pierre Thomas, a judge rejects Donald Trump's last-minute appeal to dismiss or move his hush money trial. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 8th from 1 to 6 over in Tony at the St. Anthony de Padua Church, there's going to be a blood drive. Be sure to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to book a time or visit redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Again, that is April 8th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Tony at the St. Anthony de Padua Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were losing 8-0 last night in Cincinnati when Milwaukee second baseman Bryce Terang came to the plate top of the fifth.
Terang out to right center. Does it have enough to get out of here? Onto the warning track, and it is gone. A home run for Bryce Terang, his first of the season.
Valley Sports Wisconsin. The crew would add another six more runs, but still ended up losing to the Reds 10-8. The Brewers committed four errors, two from Joey Ortiz, who was playing third base, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there, and we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough.
NBA, the Bucks and the Celtics. Boston has now won eight of their last 10 games. They are the number one seed, 15 games ahead of the second-place Bucks. Milwaukee looking to snap a four-game losing streak at home tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Right, we will get to some of our birthdays here in just a little bit, so still time for you to get us one birthday or anniversary at 715-762-3221. We're going to talk a little bit about your health right now. We got Dr. Claire with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
Well, we're doing well. We're looking forward to spring returning, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, getting out and getting moving. What do we have to talk about for a topic today with North Lakes Community Clinic, Dr. Claire?
Well, it sounds like you kind of already hinted at it. I'm going to look at aerobic exercise. So as we have spring coming up here, you know, the weather's going to be nicer, and it's going to allow us to get outside and be more active.
All right. So what classifies as aerobic exercise? I'm sure people heard that and they're like, aerobics? Oh, boy, I don't know if I can do that.
Yep. So with aerobic exercise, we're looking at getting the blood pumping, muscles work, so elevated heart rate, some guidelines that come from both the American Heart Association as well as the CDC. Give Americans a recommendation of at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity or exercise per week, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic activity. And so if we are coming from, so those are great goals to shoot for. Some of us may have taken some time off over the winter and haven't done much, so getting up to 150 minutes can seem like a lot. So a suggestion for some of those people would be to start off smaller, make some more achievable goals, and work to build up to those 150 minutes.
Right. And that can, that can be done in many different ways, right, Dr. Claire? I mean, something as simple as a fast, brisk walk, to jogging, mm-hmm. to playing basketball, or a good game of ping pong, or just as long as that heart rate gets going, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So ping pong, I mean, pickleball is getting more popular now. I know there are groups in the area that meet to play pickleball, tennis. You touched on, you know, brisk walking, to do hiking, running, swimming. You know, the pools will be open at some point. Even things like gardening can be considered moderate, and some heavy yard work. If you're doing some digging and lifting, those can be considered more of your vigorous. You know, jumping rope, biking, there's a lot of different options, and with the weather getting nicer, it opens us up to be able to do a lot of those things.
Yeah, and like you had indicated too, if you're not doing anything, it's a good idea not to go from 0 to 60 in 2.2 seconds, right? It's yep. ease your way into it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That can be a lot, and it can also seem like a daunting task to get your 150 minutes in if you are going from nothing to up to that. So work your way up to it, set achievable goals, and work your way up to that 150 minutes. And there's going to be a lot of benefits associated with with getting that aerobic exercise in.
Yeah, and there's a lot of simple things, too, I'm sure that people can do with spring here, Dr. Claire. As simple as, you know, weeding and mowing lawn, pushing the mower, stuff like that. Things we can do that that are productive, too, that cross things off that to-do list, right?
Yep, yeah. So work around the yard, gardening, anything that's going to get our heart rate elevated a little bit, get that blood pumping, those muscles working, can be considered aerobic exercise. So some benefits that we're looking at, which are all things that we should strive for with our aerobic exercise, it lowers risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease, and several types of cancer. So if we can reduce the risk of all of those, that is, with aerobic exercise, that's something great to strive for.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty basic when you think about it, Dr. Clear, but getting blood flowing to the tips, to the toes, to the brain, typically that's not going to happen, right? Unless you're moving a little bit, the blood just doesn't naturally want to flow those places sometimes, right?
Yep, unless you're conscious about it. So unless we're working those muscles that go out into the extremities, we're not increasing the blood flow to them.
Yeah. All right. So start with baby steps and work your way up. You got a couple weeks yet before you got to get out and mow the lawn. So you got a chance to work our way up to that, right?
Yes.
All right. If folks have any questions, they can always reach out to North Lakes Community Clinic right here in Park Falls. Other locations, too, our number here, 762-2950. And if they tweak something or happen to have something happen, you guys are always there to help them out with a little chiropractic care and such, right?
Of course, yes. Come see us, and we'll get you
fixed up. All right. Dr. Claire, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. Have a great spring. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, you as well. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Dr. Claire with North Lakes. Hang on just a second. I got a studio. North Lakes Community Clinic. You can reach out to them at 762-2950, right in downtown Park Falls in the old First National Bank building for those of you who haven't been around the area for a while. Birthdays and anniversaries, if you're celebrating today on this 9th day of April, you are sharing your day with Elle Fanning, the Dakota Fanning's youngest sister, is an actress and is 26 today. Who else do we have here that you would care about? Leighton Meester, the actress from Country Strong and the roommate, is 38 today. Who else here on the list? Dennis Quaid, the actor, the star of such movies as The Big Easy, The Rookie, Everybody's All-American, 70 today for Dennis Quaid. Hal Ketchum, country artist, Mr. Small Town Saturday Night, born on this day, 1953. He passed away back in 2020. He had Alzheimer's and passed away at a young age, really, for Alzheimer's at the age of, 67 at that time. Peter Gammons, the longtime ESPN baseball guru. He's on the MLB Network. Also, he still does some work. He's 79 today, Peter Gammons. Margo Smith, country singer, is 82 today. Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes himself. And is credited with, being involved with the Beatles songs and George Harrison and so many of those artists, they worked together back then. There weren't as many studios. People weren't able to, produce things maybe from their own studios in their own homes or whatever. And just the old artists, they got together a lot more, and Carl Perkins, one of those. 1932, he was born. He passed in 1998. And that's a list of our birthdays, anniversaries. We do them weekday mornings right around this time. And Friday, we give away a free cake to a local birthday celebrant or anniversary celebrant, courtesy of the bakery department here at Super One in Park Falls.
Flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you 4 pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab 6 wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry. Two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles possible off and on through about midday, and then we will gradually become partly cloudy this afternoon. 56 today, the wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 65 with some late day and nighttime showers. That will continue into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Whoa, 56 today. We'll take that. Let's talk a little bit about your money. We've got Matthew Krieger here from Pioneer Financial Services to do just that. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing okay. Adjusting, you know how life just kind of, you're used to, we're all used to certain patterns, right? Getting up in the morning, doing this, doing that. Well, my world just got turned upside down when I'm in a completely different studio and completely different, but yep. we're adjusting rather quickly here.
Yeah, absolutely. And before you know it, we'll be back to normal.
Yeah, and part of people's everyday planning should be making sure they're financially secure, they're set, it brings peace of mind. So what do we have to cover that today, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. So today what I want to talk about is what to know about retirement savings account, or excuse me, inheriting retirement and retirement savings accounts.
Okay.
There's been quite a few changes the last couple of years.
All right. So you inherit it however it may be. And everybody always thinks right away, oh, I'm going to get taxed. It's inherited. I'm getting it from somebody. And Uncle Sam's going to want my money. So things have changed with that, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit. And the timing of it and distributions and things like that. And that's what I wanted to go through today.
Okay. All right. Let's cover it. Let's dig in.
Yeah. So the SECURE Act of 2019 and the SECURE 2.0 Act, which was passed in December of 2022, dramatically changed the rules governing the inheritance of IRA and retirement plan assets. Retirement savings account owners and their loved ones should understand these complicated rules. Depending on a number of factors, inheriting retirement plan assets could have a significant impact on a beneficiary's tax obligation. Before digging into the different types of beneficiaries, I want to talk just a little bit about required minimum distributions, which I know we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
As well. The rules governing retirement plans are designed to ensure that accounts don't benefit from tax-deferred growth indefinitely. For that reason, account owners generally must begin taking required minimum distributions, or RMDs, from traditional pre-tax accounts by April 1st of the year following the year they reach age 73. Again, this is just for the pre-tax accounts. This is known as the required beginning date, or RBD. That RBD acronym will certainly be important kind of going forward when we talk about different beneficiaries.
Okay.
Different rules apply to different beneficiaries. The timing and amount of RMDs on inherited accounts depend on whether the beneficiary is a spouse who is the sole beneficiary, an eligible designated beneficiary, an individual who is not a EDB or eligible designated beneficiary, or a beneficiary that is not an individual. And that may be, some examples of that may be an estate or a charity as well.
All right.
So the rules in regards to a spouse as a sole beneficiary, spouses who are sole beneficiaries have preferential treatment. If the account owner dies before the RBD, the spouse may wait until December 31st of the year in which the deceased would have had to begin taking RMDs to take that distribution. Alternatively, regardless of when the account owner dies, a spouse can roll over account assets to their own retirement accounts, or they may elect to treat a deceased account's owner's IRA or retirement plan as their own. By assuming ownership of the original account, the surviving spouse can make additional contributions. Of course, that's in IRAs only. Name new beneficiaries and wait until their own RBD to take distributions.
Okay.
The next type of beneficiary is a eligible designated beneficiary. And EDBs, as they're known, have certain advantages over other beneficiaries. EDBs are spouses and minor children of the account owner, beneficiaries who are not more than 10 years younger than the account owner. An example of that would be a close in age sibling, and those who meet the IRS's definition of disabled or chronically ill. Of course, there's a couple caveats to how the rules are applied. And if the account owner dies on or after the RBD, an EDB must calculate distributions using their life expectancy or the remaining life expectancy of the account owner, whichever period is longer. And if the account owner dies before the RBD, the beneficiary would use their life expectancy to determine the RMDs. In these cases, RMDs must begin no later than December 31st of the year after the original account owner's death.
Okay. All right. A lot of things going on. A lot of things moving around in there, isn't there? Yeah.
There is. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the SECURE Act in 2019 and SECURE Act 2.0 probably just made it a little bit more confusing and more important to make sure that you know what type of beneficiary you are and the rules that apply.
Yeah,
to
and
each kind of.
Yeah, and also being, and people might think to themselves, well, you know, this is something to talk about when someone passes away, and this is something to talk about before that happens, right, Matt? to understand it, to know that, okay, if something happens to me, what is my spouse, my beneficiary going to get? You know, that planning ahead of time, like we were talking about this, is something that's very important, right?
Yes, absolutely. And along with that, as part of our financial plans, is, you know, taking into account, you know, if someone passes away, you know, earlier than expected, right. What happens, you right. know, and this is certainly one of those talking points of what happens to a spouse, to, you know, the children, if they're beneficiaries, things like that, and how quickly they may have to, you know, deplete an account, for example.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, and other, the next type of beneficiary is other designated beneficiaries, or who are individuals, of course. The original SECURE Act, passed in 2019, ushered in a provision stating that with regards to account owners who die after 2019, designated beneficiaries who are not EDBs are required to liquidate inherited accounts by December 31st. Of the year of the 10th anniversary of the account owner's death. In early 2022, the IRS issued proposed regulations stipulating how the accounts should be liquidated based on when the account owner died. The following are those proposed rules. If the account owner dies on or after the RBD, when they started taking their required minimum distribution, the beneficiary is generally required to take RMDs based on their life expectancy in years 1 through 9 and then liquidate the remaining assets in year 10. Beneficiaries certainly may withdraw more than the required amount each year, but not less than their RMD. And the second caveat there is if the account owner dies before they started taking their RMDs, the beneficiary is not required to take annual RMDs but must still liquidate the account by year 10. In this case, the beneficiary might want to spread the distributions over the 10 years in order to manage the annual tax liability. By contrast, the beneficiary of a Roth account, which generally provides tax-free distributions, might want to leave the assets intact for the full period, allowing for the account to potentially benefit from tax-free growth for as long as possible. Know that beneficiaries may also take a pass. A beneficiary may also disclaim an inherited retirement account. This may be appropriate if the initial beneficiary does not need the funds or want the tax liability. In this case, the assets may pass to a contingent beneficiary who has greater financial need or may be in a lower tax bracket or to the decedent's estate. A qualified disclaimer statement must be completed within 9 months of the date of the account owner's death in order to do that.
All right. All right.
And of course, the biggest thing here, Joel, is that mistakes can be costly. Individuals should take special care to understand the rules regarding the inheritance of retirement plan assets. Failure to take the appropriate amount in any given year can result in a penalty equal to 25% of the amount that should have been withdrawn. The penalty may be reduced to 10% if the error is corrected in a timely manner. Retirement account owners should review their beneficiary designations with their financial or tax professional and consider how the rules may affect inheritance and taxes. Any strategies that include trust as beneficiaries should also be considered especially carefully.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, Matt, what you're saying is if you have a retirement plan, 401k, Roth, whatever it may be, you know, have a somewhat of an idea of what's going to happen if the person who is the, you know, primary person on that passes away. A lot of times people just anticipate, well, that money would go to my spouse. There may be delays in there. There may be other provisions you may have to take as far as, you know, planning for that transition, maybe life insurance or whatever. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration of where and when that money is distributed after someone passes, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's where, and you can hit the nail on the head there with that, having that game plan set up beforehand, certainly can lessen the,